Welcome back to the Word for Life radio ministry, the Brookside Baptist Church. I'm Pastor Greg Huffman, counseling pastor, senior citizens pastor at Brookside. And it's a joy to have Brother Keith Fleming, our new business and finance manager, in the studio with us. Keith, welcome, and we're glad to have you.
Thank you very much. Good to be here in Wisconsin.
That's great. Coming from Colorado. And, of course, Colorado mountains and all that kind of thing in Wisconsin. Wow, now that's a change, isn't it?
It is a change, but looking forward to getting up to Door County, getting some fishing in and the rivers, and heard it's beautiful up there.
Exactly right, and some fantastic sunsets as well. Keith has joined us to just kind of share a bit about his life, and we're thrilled that he has joined our staff, because we have had a couple of guys that have slipped away, one to help start another church plant, and then another one that has become a senior pastor of a church down in Atlanta, and then the individual that Keith is replacing has decided he'd just kind of like to slip away and maybe do partial retirement type of a thing. But Keith is young, vibrant, excited to be here, and he's got a wife and a couple of little girls. And we're thrilled about him joining the staff. Now, this is something that God does. I was thinking of the Apostle Paul on his missionary journey, and Paul and Barnabas were doing everything together and just did a fantastic ministry. But then it came to the point that that team split up, and Paul chose Silas. And it says that Silas was recommended by the brethren unto the grace of God. And then two verses later, it says that they chose Timothy, who was well reported by the brethren. There were Lystra and Iconium. And what a neat thing it is when a change takes place on a church staff to be able to have other people who can step in who have been recommended. Now, you personally were recommended by our new senior pastor.
Yes, Pastor Ken Kellner was actually my youth pastor back in Denver, Tri-City Baptist. So I've known him for a long time now, and I'm very excited to be joining the team.
That is fantastic. Well, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and maybe what kind of home you came up in and about your relationship with the Lord?
Well, I was very thankful and grateful to be raised in a godly home. Hmm. You know, my parents, believers, and we were in a strong church. I was saved at a young age, age of 7,
and
through Neighborhood Bible Time.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember one day there was a challenge at Neighborhood Bible Time, and it got me thinking, and it actually was on hell. And so I go home and, you know, asking my mom all these questions and just thinking through that night. And I remember my brother and I, we set up this fort in our basement, and I'm just laying there. You know, my brother's asleep next to me. And I have all of these thoughts going through my head.
Sure.
And I just could not sleep. So I called my mom down, and I remember her climbing down on the floor of our basement in this little fort that we had made and talking through the plan of salvation, and that night accepting Christ as my Savior.
Now, you had heard probably the plan of salvation and devotions and things like that, but this particular night, it became real.
Right. Became very real. Even at a young age of 7,
right?
You know, I hadn't been out there doing all of these wicked, wicked things.
Sure.
You know, at that age, but I knew I was a sinner, and I knew that I needed Christ.
That is great. So you grew up in the church then, I'm assuming?
So grew up at Tri-City.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was born and raised in Colorado. I've been there my whole life.
Right.
I was at Maranatha Baptist Bible College for 4 years. I graduated there in 2000 with a degree in business management.
Okay.
But did grow up at a good church, part of a strong youth group, which Pastor Keltner led.
Right.
Which, you know, I'm very thankful for. I can see where that's led to where we are today.
Exactly.
With his leadership and just godly example.
So upon college graduation, you were just assuming, okay, I'll just go out and find a job in the business world, which I'm assuming that's what you did.
Well, my freshman year at Maranatha, I was a general studies major.
Okay.
And I was going back and forth, you know, what do I want to do? Where is God leading? And really, nothing is wrong with a business management degree.
No, not
but
at all.
I picked it for all of the wrong reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Of my doubts, my fears. I was thinking, I'll never be able to get up and speak in front of people. I'll never be able to get up and lead people. I'll never be able to do this. I'll never be able to do that. You know,
right.
Will I be able to support a family? So many of these decisions and this thinking that led me to become a business management major instead of youth ministries or wherever else God would have me.
And Keith, we've got a lot of teenagers that may be listening to our broadcast this morning that are getting ready for school, and maybe even some that this might be their senior year of high school. And those same thoughts are probably going through their minds. Fear, uncertainty, wow, I could never do this, this, or this, and so I think I'll just go in this direction.
Exactly. And I would say trust God. God is in control. God can use anybody. You know, everybody has special gifts. And I would say trust God. God will provide. God will give you the wisdom. God will lead you and direct you. So don't let those fears of this world and what people are going to think lead you and maybe have you make decisions that deep down you know might not be the right decision. Trust God and trust that he's going to lead you and help you through life.
Exactly. It reminds me of 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 7. It says, "For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord." And so here's the Apostle Paul writing young Timothy, the guy that I just mentioned a few minutes ago. And Timothy had a timidity problem. He was just scared. He was insecure, like a lot of young people do. And basically, Paul was saying, Timothy, if you have fear, you didn't get that from God. God didn't give you the spirit of fear. Now, Satan will give us a spirit of fear. You know, he'll cause us to say, oh, man, I couldn't, and just kind of fill in the blank. But God has promised to give us a spirit of power. That word is ability. Ability. So whatever the Lord wants each one of us to be and do, God gives us the ability to be and do that. And then of love. That's the agape love, which of course is a special love that God places in the hearts of each one of us. And then a sound mind to be able to study whatever the Lord wants us to get into. So you happen to choose business management. Others may choose something else. But what you're telling me is prayer is the vitally important thing.
Prayer is very important. Asking God to give you the strength just to trust him and not to let that fear overtake you. Now, many opportunities were presented by going into the business world.
Sure.
And when I left Maranatha, I wasn't sure what I was going to do. Moved back to Colorado. Got married before my senior year. I met my wife at Maranatha, and she supported me my senior year.
That was real nice of her, wasn't it?
It was very nice while I played basketball. So here I'm traveling around playing basketball for Maranatha. So
working hard.
I still owe her for that one.
You will the rest of your life.
yes. But I ended up at a credit union where I worked for 6 years, mm-hmm. and began as a financial specialist, which would open brand new accounts, do loans for the members of the credit union, and then within a year rose to an assistant manager position there.
Okay.
So here I am, I'm 21, and I'm leading these people in these branches. So that was challenging.
Mm-hmm.
And so I worked there for 6 years, and then I became self-employed. A buddy of mine, he had his own business where he was framing houses, and he wanted to expand that.
Right.
And so we went into building homes for investors in the Denver area.
Oh, okay.
And I would handle the paperwork side of things,
mm-hmm.
and he would know all of the construction side of things. So that went well until the housing bubble burst.
Right.
In 08, 09. So then I began my most recent job, where we would process first mortgage files for different banks around the country.
Okay. So all in all then, prior to joining this church staff, you were in business how long?
In business for 12 years.
Okay. But yet a faithful businessman in your local church, weren't you?
Yes.
And that would be what your recommendation would be for every businessman. Find a local church and get active. What types of things did you do as a faithful businessman?
Find a local church, get active. Sarah and I love working with teens, and we were very involved with the youth group there at Tri-City Baptist.
Yeah.
and was teaching the senior high Sunday school. I was part of the deacon board out there as deacon of sports outreach and missions trips. Had the opportunity to be a counselor for a couple years, a couple weeks.
Okay.
Funny story there. You know, I was older when I was a counselor, and I had the older students, 11th, 12th graders.
Right.
At that time, many times they are like, I'm going to college. I'm too cool for church camp. And they put me in a cabin, Bald Eagle. And
I shouldn't be laughing.
He's laughing because I'm bald, for those of you that can't see me. But Grandpa Fleming says bald is beautiful.
There you go.
But I heard one of the campers, I was walking by, and they said, hey, guys, this is funny. You know, we have an old married counselor who's bald, and we're in Bald Eagle. And I'm thinking, oh, no, you know, what is this week going to be like? But I still talk to some of those guys, and just getting the opportunity to counsel those guys and see them grow through that week. So those few different summers where I was able to take a week off of work, go counsel, that was one of my favorite things that I did as we were working with the youth there at Tri-City.
And, you know, I think everybody that's listening to us can consider that as a possibility. Take a week of your vacation and invest it in the lives of other people, whether it be mission field or camp or wherever. 1 week.
And I would say so many times as we grow up and we get out there and we're working and life gets busy, we think, oh, I'll never be able to do that. I'll never be able to go serve. I'll never be able to help people. I'll never be able to witness.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just can't do it. But I would encourage everybody, get involved in your local church.
Sure.
And take advantage of those opportunities to get out on the missions field, take a missions trip, and stretch yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Because God will help you through that and help you through those fears like we discussed earlier. And you'll be amazed at the opportunities that are opened up and where you can go with that and just how it really can give you a boost in life in serving God and a joy in serving God and seeing how God can work.
That's fantastic. Well, Keith, our time is up, but we're going to come back next time and just hear how the Lord used all of these experiences to bring you to the point of saying, you know, there's an opportunity to be on a church staff in Brookfield, Wisconsin. Let me pray about that. And you and Sarah just really gave that some serious consideration, and now you're here. And I want to hear you just share what you learned about the Lord, what you learned about yourself during that time of checking out God's new plan for your life, because many times God has a new plan for all of us. So until the next time, may the Lord bless you in a fantastic way.